Next, let's move on to medications. Remember, in the UK, there are five types of independent prescriber. Number one, doctors. Number two, dentists. Number three, nurse independent prescribers. Number four, pharmacist independent prescribers. And number five, optometrist independent prescribers. If you think about online medications and you're advising someone to go and buy their medication online, they must ensure that the pharmacy is registered with the General Pharmaceutical Council and ensure that any doctor or service is registered with CQC and the GMC. We'll come on to CQC a little bit later. A bit about the difference between generic and branded medications now. If it's a branded medication, remember, it's produced by the pharmaceutical company that created the medication in the first place. The generic version is the same dose, the same ingredients, the same strength, the same quality, and the same safety profile as its equivalent branded form. For example, the medication Viagra is the branded form created by Pfizer, and the generic version is Sildenafil. Patents, or patents, are created for newly discovered medications. Once a patent expires, other manufacturers can market generic versions of the same drug. When it comes to medications, there are three legal medication entities. Number one, prescription-only medications. Number two, pharmacy medications. And number three, general sales list medications. If a new medication comes to market, it needs a license. So several clinical trials have been done to assess its safety and quality before this is given. The license can be granted by two agencies, the MHRA, or Medicines and Healthcare Regulatory Agency, and the EMA, the European Medicines Agency. And remember, medications are regulated through the Yellow Card Reporting Scheme. Notification should be done for any side effects, adverse incidents, defective medications, fake medications, and general safety concerns when it comes to medication used in the UK. Next, let's move on to staff occupational health. Remember, NHS employers have two obligations. Number one, to ensure that staff don't pose an infection risk to patients, and also vice versa. All new employees should undergo a pre-employment health assessment, including immunisation needs. When it comes to which vaccinations are involved for which staff members, they're split into two main categories. Number one, staff involved in regular patient care. And number two, non-clinical staff. Let's look at staff involved in regular patient care first.